Vaughan, el líder del sector. 911-33-5832. No lo dejes para el último momento. Aprenderán inglés mientras viven mil aventuras. No olvides preguntar por el resto de campamentos e inversiones de la línea Junior de Vaughan.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Come on in, come on in. I can't believe it. We're halfway through the show. Are you kidding me? Jeez. Man. I see you guys agree with me. Thank you. Not thank you for agreeing with me, but thank you for seeing how ridiculous this has gotten. But you can only push people so far with bullshit. And then people start saying, wait, I can't say this, that? What do you mean? Send me a list of the things I can't say then. And then we'll call it another country before a certain war. Okay? And I don't want to live in that country. No thanks. Never did. Especially not at that time. Oh, man. Censorship. You're walking a dangerous line there, Google or ABC or whatever that you call yourself these days. We call you, anyway, let's move on, folks. We've got a lot of stuff to do, but the good thing is a lot of people get what I'm saying. Born to Iron Man. You got to give it up for Born to Iron Man. He wrote them backwards. You get double points for that, man. You're doing Da Vinci Code level shit today, man. Unbelievable. I guess they're right. My brain can't read them like that, but they look great, Born to Iron Man. Oh man, we got to speak in code, but we're not even saying like we're going to do something horrible. That's what I mean. I get it if we're saying tomorrow we're going to plan an attack and sure. Yeah, if you think someone is in danger. But really? This is an English class. Either that or you guys are off track, way off track. Laura says it's nonsense, and she puts the angry face. Yeah, there's no need for it, and it's gone too far. Laura says, how about using Twitch? I think maybe that might be an option as well, but I hear all of these big ones are kind of, you know, they all kind of work together, even though they all have their own bank accounts. But guys, as they showed, Facebook and all these, you know, they have direct links to intelligence. So, you know, don't say this, say this, don't say the, okay, we can't, this post needs to be taken down. What? Whoa, let us decide. We don't need you intervening. Let everybody speak and we can listen to who we want to, I think. So, Ricardo says, I'm a bit lost. Can anybody give a clue, please? Yeah, me too, Ricardo. I don't get it either. I don't get why you can't mention certain words that are totally innocuous. I mean, we're talking about moments in history here. I don't, you know, it's a history class. No talking about history. In fact, wear a mask and stay apart from each other. No talking, period. That's not going to lead to a healthy society. A healthy society is community and family. So if they're trying to push that away and separate, not just separate us in our views, which, as I said, we're not as different as they make us think, but also separating us in literally, okay, don't speak to him. Don't talk to your neighbor. Stand away. Two meters. I don't buy it. Ya se acabó eso. No way. Laura says, we're being censored for no reason. Our posts are being deleted. It's absolutely ridiculous is what it is. And who knows? Maybe they'll even cut off the, I know people who have been cut off in midstream because whatever they were talking about was not approved. And that is a scary, scary line to tread on, right? Okay, so let's get back into the show, though. But, man, that is something worth looking at. And in case if you guys trust YouTube, Google, these Facebook. Oh, man. But As I said, you can push people, but everybody has a breaking point. Everybody has a breaking point. The same way everybody has a selling point. Everybody has, well, okay, what's your, okay, I won't do it for less than this. The same thing is like, you can push me here, but not there. Right? Everybody can take a little push and a little shove, but you're not going to push me around. See the difference? All right. Well, folks, let's see if we can take a look at our Say What soundbite, or if Google's going to try and censor that as well. This is the Say What soundbite for the third time. Let's see. Fingers crossed. There's nothing offensive or politically incorrect here.
Oh, he's getting old, kiddo. I wish you could have seen him in his prime. He was like Babe Ruth.
He played baseball?
No, he was a drunken whoremonger. But there was none better.
All right, folks, that was the third listen of your Say What soundbite. I was going to Kubla, you read my mind there. I was going to say, I think someone's going to get it. And folks, we've got a winner. Please give it up for Kubla. So espera. This is going to get funny now here. So wait a second. Kubla, you are allowed to say the word putero. Putañero me pone aquí. Whoremonger. Whore is a filthy, dirty word. I don't ever recommend anybody uses the word whore. Es puta, es tor, es ugly. Pero eso no tiene problema. Oh, okay, cool, Google. Gotcha. Caught you. We can't talk about history, but we can talk about whoremongers. And okay, gotcha. So evident now. It's blatant. Como decimos, cuando algo es blatant, es evidentísimo. Está en plena luz de día. Whoremonger, okay. 3 Mile Island in Pennsylvania? No. We can't talk about history. Can't talk about that. Just only whores, drugs, rock and roll, sex, anything that will take you away from your family or your community. That is what we should talk about. Whew, sorry. I'm done. I promise. And really, if you haven't noticed, os enseño la expresión, it really grinds my gears, right? It grinds my gears. And Laura saying she can't see Kubla's post. You're being shadow banned. Oh, my God. Kubla, you've been shadow banned. Oh, my God. Guys, who knows? Are we going to get to the end of the show today? This is an adventure. All right, let's take a look here. If they're going to cut us off, this is the taboo subject, I guess, right? Nobody can see Kubla's post. Caught you again. Again, we just caught you guys, man. Unbelievable. If you're trying to prove that you are shady, que sois, vamos, corruptos, good job. All right, we're talking about 3 Mile Island. And when you think of 3 Mile Island in the United States, you think of our greatest, it's our Fukushima, it's our, you know, it's basically, when you think of nuclear disasters, meltdowns, as I said, you think of that, and it's 3 Mile Island, and it happened today in 1979. There was a coolant leak, and what is coolant? Well, coolant is something that cools something down. So, coolant, I know it sounds like a dessert, but it's not. At least in English. Well, yeah, también, pero no, yo creo que no se escribe así. So it's liquid that cools an engine, refrigerante. Okay, it's used in engines and things like that. So basically, a coolant leak, and a leak es una fuga, right, de gas, de líquido, at 3 Mile Island's Unit 2 nuclear reactor outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, leads to a core, the corus el núcleo, which was overheating, and there was a partial meltdown. Now, a partial meltdown, I guess there are total meltdowns and partial meltdowns, but that didn't make it any easier because this was probably the most, no, not probably, it is the most significant in U.S. history, Okay? So, quite interesting there. Quite interesting. And I remember seeing documentaries about it, but it's also, I guess another way to say it is this would be our, what's the one I'm thinking of? Chernobyl. So in the United States, right? We had a serious problem there. Now, I don't remember it. I was too young. Just like yesterday, I was, yesterday in history, I remember reading it. I love to look at these today in history, you know, what happened today in history, right? And honestly, it's a great way to learn because since they don't want us talking about history now. And the Tenerife air disaster was yesterday in 1977. And I watched I knew the story already, but I watched a documentary about it and fascinating, fascinating, great vocabulary. You can learn while you're learning about history, right? Also, folks, I see we've got another winner. And wow, you haven't been banned. Oh, I see why. Because Laura didn't put the bad word. And let's see, can you guys see Laura's comment? Because I can see it. The good thing is I was able to see Kubla's and Laura's. So give it up for them. Mario says, I think you had a meltdown, buddy. You caught me. And I was biting my tongue. I often tell people, I'm like, you don't want to know my opinion. Trust me. I'll just keep it to myself. Right. But, well, just the fact that they're censoring an English class, that's a dangerous precedent, I think. So great job to all of you. All right. So, meltdown. Now, the words I gave you all had something to do with this meltdown. And I'll tell you why. The second one is the Susquehanna River. Okay. The Susquehanna River is where this reactor was located. As you guys know, or maybe you don't know, nuclear reactors are usually located along rivers. There are some along the Hudson River, and Three Mile Island was up in Pennsylvania. And it was in Londonderry Township. Township is another way of saying pueblado, el pueblo de. It was in Londonderry Township in Pennsylvania. And be careful with the spelling of Pennsylvania. It's not spelt the same in Spanish as in English, right? Pennsylvania. And what else is on the list? So we got that. Nuclear plant was our next word, and then Three Mile Island. Again, you can read books about this stuff. You can even, if you want, you can watch documentaries. I mean, it depends on you. After a long day of work, do you feel like reading? Then read about these kind of things. Do you feel like listening to something? Well, listen to a podcast. Do you feel like watching something? Well, watch something. But make sure you're, at least this is what my opinion, make sure you're always learning something. Because if not, it's this mindless entertainment, you know, that just keeps you like, oh, not as Laura, you hit the nail on the head before. If you eliminate critical thinking, people are just robots. They're just sheep. Y ojo, sheep es el plural y el singular de esa palabra. Sheep. La nueva palabra que se usa, nueva, no existía cuando yo era un chaval, o al menos no me acuerdo, is sheeple. Gente borrega. Sheeple. You know we love our portmanteaus. So, folks, it's time to move on, though. We're going to move on to the movies. Name that movie. That's right, folks. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name, and we'll see how you guys do. Even if you don't know the movie, it's good to try and guess the movie. As always, we'll talk about the movie itself, some of the stories from the movie. I'll give you a little synopsis right now to kick things off, and then we'll take a look at the scene, and we'll learn tons of English from it to boot. Además, to boot. Ooh, ay, ay, un double trouble. I'm going to buy some boots to boot. Voy a comprar unas botas, además. And I'm going to put them in the boot If you're British, eso es el maletero. In English, American English, the real English, we call it the trunk. All right, here we go, folks. Let's see if you recognize this movie. Over the course of five social occasions, a committed bachelor must consider the notion that he may have discovered love. Okay, pretty easy to understand, I think. Over the course, durante el curso de, I think you say, igual, of five social occasions. So what is a social occasion? Well, a social occasion can be, I don't know, a funeral. Well, they're not very social. But what about a wedding? Even though funerals are social gatherings, birthday parties, communions, baptisms, whatever. If you celebrate the Jewish faith, then you have your, what is it called? Bar mitzvah. If you're a girl, you have your bat mitzvah. These are social occasions. A committed bachelor and committed está comprometido a la vida de soltero. A committed bachelor que puede engañar ahí. Committed es, puede estar en una relación también. Pero aquí está committed to being a bachelor. He must consider the notion, decís lo mismo, ¿no? La noción. He must consider the notion that he may have discovered love. Aww. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. Please give it up for your classmate, Chris Varro. She's the movie queen. She's the movie queen. Oh, yeah. It's four weddings and a funeral. I was trying to tell you. I said, you know, like funerals. No podía decir weddings and funerals porque ya te digo el título. So lo dije al revés. I said, we're going to talk about, you know, these social situations, these social occasions, such as funerals and weddings. Four Weddings and a Funeral is the movie. And Chris says, how I loved this movie when I watched it. I know it's a very popular movie, even to this day. People, it was one of those movies that charmed people, que encantó a la gente. It was funny, I guess, right? It was endearing, heartwarming. It had a little bit of everything. If I'm not mistaken, I've never seen it. Yeah, but I know it's a classic. I know it's a classic. I mean, it's directed by Mike Newell, very famous director. Hugh Grant is in it. The famous Hugh Grant, yes, lovely. Andie McDowell as well, actress Andie McDowell. And it came out in the year 1994. Man, I was just starting my senior year in high school. My senior year is my fourth year. We have 4 years in high school and in college, we use it. Freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior. And it just tells you what year. It's first, second, third, fourth. If you didn't know that, it's because you haven't listened to the episodes of FYI on universities. There's an episode on universities and there's another one on high school. So I go over a lot of the different vocabulary that you'll see associated with schools and all that jazz y todo eso. So, I'm sure most of you have seen it though, because I mean, this is a movie that, let's see what IMDb gives it here. Yeah, 7.1 out of 10. That's pretty high. That's a pretty high approval rating. And now the inspiration for the movie came when one of the co-executive producers and writers, a guy named Richard Curtis, he was flipping through some old diaries. Okay, estos diarios donde escribes, hoy, today was a great day. I got to see all my friends and blah, blah, blah. And he realized that he had been to 72 weddings in a 10-year period. Do the math. 72 weddings in a 10-year period. 7.2 weddings a year. Now do the math. You got to get gifts. You got to sometimes travel. You got to, so wow. It's an expensive hobby. Now Andie McDowell, the name Andie can be male or female, right? Andrea or Andrew. In this case, Andie McDowell. She was in, I believe, Groundhog Day as well, Dia de la Marmota. She was in a lot of classic 80s movies. And she waived a fee, okay, for appearing in this movie, Fies Honorario, for appearing in the movie. And she decided that, and they said it was okay, that she could take percentage points instead. And she accepted. She goes, you know what? To waive, es decir, me renuncio esto. Y este wave se escribe, se pronuncia igual que saludar con la mano, pero es W-A-I-V-E, right? You waive your right to wave. Okay, cedes el derecho a saludar, right? A waiver es donde firmas y cedes los derechos de algo, right? This is a waiver. It takes all responsibility off of us if something were to happen. So now, let's see if, do you think it turned out well for her? Well, I said this is a huge movie. People still talk about this movie. I haven't seen it, so I won't comment whether it's, you know, great or not, but I imagine it's got something that's gotten a few different generations now, maybe at least two, to like this movie or at least watch it. And, okay, let's see. Hugh Grant's salary was $100,000. That's nothing. To me, it's everything. I've never seen that money. But I mean, to a Hollywood actor, $100,000. And Andy McDowell's little deal, little arrangement, netted her $2 million. Okay, neto. Bruto is gross. So the film grossed tanto dinero, and she netted. So ambos se pueden usar como verbo, gross and net. All right? What else? And here's another fact that proves that it was so successful. For several years, after its release, the movie was the highest grossing British movie in history. And the rest is history. Look at that. So $2 million as opposed to $100,000. Sometimes it's worth waiting. Believing in a project. That's at least my philosophy. Let's take a look at the scene here. Veronica says to her husband, she says to her husband about going to India with Charles. Charles was vile. Vil, you say. He was vile. He insisted on cracking jokes all the time I was ill. Él insistía en hacer chistes. Right? All the time, todo el tiempo que yo estaba malito. And Charles says, I was only trying to cheer you up. Solo estaba intentando animarte. And naughty Nikki Traviesa says, oh, you're that Veronica. Ah, tú eres aquella, esa Veronica. Énfasis en that, muy importante en esta frase. And she says, which Veronica? Charlie? Como quiere explicaciones. And Charles says, trying to change the subject, to change gears. Remember Bombay? Mumbai, you say? We say Bombay. And naughty Nikki says, when Charles and I were going out, he told me he had this interesting journey around India with vomiting Veronica. I think that was it. Oops, she let the cat out of the bag. And he has a nickname for her, vomiting Veronica. And Charles is totally embarrassed, caught off guard. Wasn't expecting it. And he says, I don't remember ever mentioning it. Maybe I did. And mocking Martha. Los nombres son buenísimos. Martha que se burla. Mocking Martha says, oh, come on, Charles. I don't think I've ever been out with anyone less discreet. Poco discreto eres. And Charles says, well, I think that's probably a little bit of an exaggeration, isn't it? A bit of an exaggeration. And naughty Nikki says, it is not. No lo es. It is not an exaggeration, right? And mocking Martha says, I remember you going on about this one girl. Esta se usa muchísimo, y más los británicos. También americanos. What are you going on about? Sigue hablando sobre el tema, no dejar un tema. So no dejas el tema de esta chica, es lo que viene a decir. I remember you going on, seguías hablando, profundizando, ¿no? Y seguir. I remember you going on about this one girl. Helena, wasn't it? Elena fue, no? Helena, wasn't it? Whose mother made a pass at you. And to make a pass at somebody es tirarle los trastos, I think you say. To flirt with somebody, to make a pass at somebody. And vomiting, Veronica says, I remember this. You couldn't work it out. No podías solucionarlo o averiguarlo. You couldn't work it out whether we would be impolite not to accept her advances, sus avances. We say the same thing, sus, ¿no? Que te está tirando ahí un poco una línea. And she laughs and she goes, that's right, Miss Piggy. Helena was Miss Piggy. So her mother was Mrs. Piggy. And they all laugh. Seems like a lot of nice people there, right? All right, well, folks, you are awesome people, and thank you so much for your participation. But right now, we've got to take a quick commercial break. I can't believe it. It's our final commercial break. We'll be right back with the rest of today's show, so stick around.
Listening. Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio. Lo que escuchas
to Vaughn Radio.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
Lengua, un 8, bien, bien. Matemáticas, un 9.5, muy bien. Educación física, un 10, toma ya. Inglés, un 3, Marquitos.
En nuestro Club Junior somos muy conscientes de eso. Por eso, con nosotros adquieren el idioma de forma natural. Reciben una atención mucho más personalizada que la del colegio. Y en definitiva, acaban adorando el inglés. En el Club Junior de Vaughan damos clases en grupos reducidos desde los 4 hasta los 17 años. Si realmente te importa el inglés de tus hijos, solicita más información sobre el Club Junior en grupovaughan.com.
En Vaughantown hay un antes y un después. El antes es inseguridad, titubeo, fastidio. El después es confianza, convicción y arrojo. Y esto en solo 6 días.
El mayor ambiente lingüístico jamás creado. Con la mayor variedad de acentos nativos nunca antes reunidos. Vaughantown, el pueblo anglo de Vaughan. Vaughantown, rechaza imitaciones. Infórmate en el 911-335-833.
Vaughantown, cambia tu inglés ya.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son programas presenciales muy exigentes e intensos, cuyo objetivo es aprender a hablar inglés, por lo que el enfoque es 100% oral. Podrás elegir entre una o dos clases semanales de 2 horas, 2 horas y media o 3 horas, en horario de mañana o tarde, siendo compatibles con cualquier horario laboral. 3 meses de formación continua donde el alumno irá mejorando el nivel de forma progresiva y constante. Llama ya, infórmate en el 91-133-5833. Comienza bien el año con nuestros trimestrales. 91-133-5833. Personaliza tu horario y elige las clases que mejor se ajusten a tus necesidades. Porque aprenderás con nuestro método. Aprenderás inglés en un ambiente dinámico y estimulante, aprovechando al máximo el tiempo. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores. mejores capacitados. Un método exigente y eficaz. Cursos Vaughan. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833. En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles, y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Can't believe it. Wow. I feel like I just sat down here in front of the microphone, like minutes ago. Seriously? And a quick thank you to all of you who don't join us live. Usually when we're live, we have anywhere from 15 to 30 people. I don't know. It comes and goes. But at the end of the day, we have hundreds. Hundreds of views on YouTube, on Twitter. And I'm not counting the downloads. I'm just talking about views, not listens. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you, who is a huge part of you, that aren't here every day live, but you're here every day listening to your wacky English class, the show with no name. And after you got another wacky class, because let's be honest, Ximena's a little bit wacky too. Chiflada. Lo digo, you know, el loco bueno. I always say, el loco bueno. El loco que hay que ser. Justo para que disfrutes la vida. All right, amigos, I hope you're having fun here on the show today. And I hope you're learning. And I hope you're ready for some more challenges. Because we've got tons of challenges up ahead. I guess we can kick off with our first challenge of the final part of the show, and that is today's homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Because homophones time. Homophones rhyme, they sound the same on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with home, homophones,
show with no name,
show with no name,
show with no name.
That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. And as always, this is our homophone section. We've already looked at a couple. We looked at the word wave, si no lo has apuntado, to waive your rights, ceder los derechos. You have a waiver, and it sounds, muchos saben la palabra hola o saludar con la mano, right? Then all you have to do is saber que si le añades una I, y el mismo sonido es, también es una un palabrón ahí. That's another thing, you know, about homophones. If you know the one sound, and they are in fact homophones, then you know the other sound, you know? All right, let's see how you guys do over here in our homophones section today. The first word we're going to look at, and remember, I give you two words, and what I want you to do is give me the two words, and then I want you to tell me if these two words, well, A, what the two words are, and B, if they sound exactly the same. You know how it works. The first word is mañana. Not mañana like tomorrow, like a time of day. You know, the time of day from when the sun comes up until afternoon, which for us is 11:59. So 12 is PM. So es la AM. In fact, if you're writing text messages, I'll see you tomorrow at 8 AM. Es mucho más corto que decir in the palabra que falta. The second word is duelo, luto. De duelo, de luto. Okay? So if you said, ayer por la mañana, ella estaba de luto, with the word mañana, por la mañana, no el tomorrow, la otra. No tenía que haber metido los dos ahí. And estar de luto. What are those words, and do those two words sound exactly the same. Also, let me give you the say what soundbite. This is the fourth listen. We've already got a few students who have figured it out. Let's see if you can join them.
Oh, he's getting old, kiddo. I wish you could have seen him in his prime. He was like Babe Ruth.
He played baseball?
No, he was a drunken whoremonger. But there was none better.
That's right, folks. There it is. We'll take a look at who it is, what's being said, where it's from, and all that jazz in just a little bit. But let's see how you guys did on the homophones section. Let's see. Leo says, I used to hate Hugh Grant as much as I adored Elizabeth Hurley and also Andy McDowell. Leo, I second the motion. Ditto. Como se dice, copia. Copio eso. Absolutely. But I gotta say, Hugh Grant in the latest Guy Ritchie movie is really funny. He steals the show, but I mean, and Jason Statham is in. I mean, it's a great cast, but he blows them out of the water, IMO, in my opinion. All right, let's see. German is the first one to participate in our homophone section. And German says, and are definitely homophones. Okay, so and are definitely homophones. There's no doubt in your mind, huh? You seem pretty sure of yourself, buddy. All right, well, let's see if your classmates agree with you. Born to Iron Man, the second word is wrong. So I can't, I think you have a typo there. Let's see, Laura. Laura says the two words are and those are correct. And Laura also says they sound alike. Leonardo says the two words are and they are homophones. Oh, this is pretty unanimous here, huh? Chris Valrol agrees. So that's most of my super show with no namers. And you guys are saying these words sound the same. Well, let's say them. She was in mourning. La voy a usar la misma frase que usé. She was in mourning yesterday morning. Nice job, German and company. She was in mourning. So you can also say, so there are two things. She was in mourning, y paramos. She was mourning the death of her husband. ¿Ves la diferencia en la estructura? Y es lo que, entonces, si decimos, she's wearing black, or he's wearing black because he's in mourning. Okay? Está de luto. Pero lutear, me lo invento, pero tú me entiendes el verbo. We've been mourning his death for many years now because we lost a wonderful friend. Okay? Really important to know this vocabulary because you don't, I mean, you want to say the right words when someone has a loss in the family. You know? I'm sorry. My condolences. I'm sorry for your loss. Right? We say a lot of times, she's in a better place now. No, está en mejor sitio ahora. You hope. That's where religion comes in and faith. Right? Because what else? What's your other option? Dust. I don't know. Dust in the wind. So yeah, to be in mourning. I remember there was a basketball player whose name was Alonso Mourning. Alonso Gonzeta. Alonso Mourning. Alonso de Luto. So yeah, they sound exactly the same. Just be careful with how you use them. They're mourning the death of their grandfather, or they in, because yeah, ahí dices, they're in mourning because of the death of, no, ya dirías, they're mourning their grandfather. Punto. They're in mourning, pero ya, si quieres hacer la explicación, due to, on account, ya te tienes que complicar. So, por facilidad, usamos mourn como un verbo. And also, a lot of times we say, oh, this is a beautiful spring morn. Poéticamente llamamos morning. Okay, so morning and morning son homófonos, claro, right? But to mourn, M-O-U-R-N, and M-O-R-N, mañana en cortito, en poético, they sound exactly the same. So guys, excellent job there. Wonderful job. You figured it out. Just be careful, because I've seen students come across the word and say mourning, but it's or. Es como, si sabes decir este o aquel, si sabes decir good morning, sabes decir esta palabra. And that's what's one of the great things about when the words actually are homophones. It makes them easier because you're like, pues ya sé decir, ¿cuántas veces he dicho good morning? Pues ya diciendo el mismo sonido, ok, tengo que deletrearlo de otra forma, pero con el mismo sonido digo otra cosa también. All right, folks, and I think it's time for a little challenge we call Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble. Trouble.
That's right. That's right, amigos. It's Double Trouble only on the show with no name. And this is a part of the show where we take a look at double meaning, sometimes triple, yesterday quadruple. All right. Now, in this case, the words will be spelled the same. In the other case, if they're homophones, they sound the same, but they're not spelled the same. All right. Are you ready? Él ha montado en moto toda su vida. Ahora está atestado o cargado de deudas. Yo acabo de aprender eso en español. Yo no sabía atestado o cargado de. All right? So, él ha montado en moto toda su vida. Ahora está atestado o cargado de deudas. All right, if you know it, you can let us know in the group. If you're listening and you're not live, you write it down on a piece of paper, see if you get it right. Say it in your head, say it aloud, whatever works for you. The important thing is to activate your brain when you're listening to the show. Because you could, obviously, if you're working, you can passively listen. But whenever you can, you know this, speak aloud. And then you'll not just be working on your listening, which is key. I mean, you're never going to be able to speak well if you don't listen often. Because in the end, what are you doing? You're recreating all those sounds you heard. So the key is listening at first. My daughter spent 2 years, didn't say a word. And then, now paragraphs in English and in Spanish. Because she was listening the whole time, taking notes. The only difference is her brain is in a different state than ours. And so the same way ours forgets what we had for breakfast, she remembers everything, every little detail, when and where she learned something. The other day, my wife put on el porrum pom pom pom, and she said, oh, papi put that in the video of the Christmas fair with Mateo and... And I'm like, my wife and I were like, yeah, that's the song I put. Wow. Like she describes the video that I put in because I make little home videos for the family, you know, just to share these moments. And so Lara can go and look at them, you know, when she's a little bit older. All right, let's take a look over here. We've got Leonardo taking a stab at it. And he says he has ridden a motorcycle all his life. He is now debt ridden. Leonardo, you are on fire. Right? So he has ridden a motorcycle all his life. Ride, rode, ridden. Ahora, si tú no sabes eso, if you don't know that, you obviously didn't listen to last week's FYI episode on bikes. Because that's one of the things we go over. And we don't just use that for bikes. We were talking about skateboards before. You ride your skateboard. You ride a horse, as Kubla said. So ride, rode, ridden. Ojo. Muchos dicen riden. No nativos, digo. Riden. Okay? So, él ha montado en moto toda su vida. And you can say the difference, Leonardo, I would say he has ridden motorcycles his whole life, si queremos decir en general. So he has ridden a motorcycle. I'm thinking he has the same one. He has ridden a motorcycle his whole life. But if you say he's ridden motorcycles in general his whole life, it means a little bit different, the meaning. I just wanted to explain that. But it's correct. He has ridden a motorcycle all his life, his whole life, and he is now debt-ridden. Also, Laura got it as well. Excellent job. Okay, cargado de, afligido, atestado, agobiado. So debt-ridden. And sometimes we talk about disease-ridden, right? When he died in the autopsy, they found out that his body was disease-ridden, okay? Cargado de, atestado de enfermedad, all right? And I hope none of you are debt-ridden. Ojo con esa. La B es muda, debt-ridden. All right, we don't really have time. Oh, man. I know you're going to kill me because I know you guys love my jokes. But if not, we're not going to have time. The thing is, time flies when you're having fun. So we're going to go right into our birthday celebration because it's famous birthday trivia. That's right. Famous birthdays, folks. And if you were paying attention, then you know me. I've already sprinkled some clues into our program today, right? He puesto algunas pistas. I've sprinkled sprinkled some clues into our show over here, and hopefully you guys will get them. The first person who's celebrating a birthday is a woman named Stephanie, Joanne, Angelina Germanotta. But you'll never hear her name said like that. She goes by her stage name, and she is perhaps one of the most famous artists out there. You know, she's got an amazing voice. But, you know, not my style too much either, you know. A couple songs I really like there. But she's huge. She got her start on the streets of New York. And some of her huge songs are Just Dance, Poker Face, Bad Romance, Telephone, Ale Alejandro, Ale Alejandro. That's right, folks. And if you don't know who she is now, you never will, because if you didn't know her real name, no problem. But I just gave you her most famous songs. Oh, and how can I forget? Shallow. In the shallow, shallow. We're far from the shallow now. Amazing song. Beautiful song. And that's it. Number two. This person was born in 1942, an English director and producer. He won the BAFTA for Best Direction for Four Weddings and a Funeral. Wait, we looked at Four Weddings and a Funeral, and I told you the director's name. Aha! Four Weddings and a Funeral, 1994. Also, Donnie Brasco with Johnny Depp and Al Pacino. An amazing movie if you haven't seen it. He also directed Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, right? A Goblet of Fire, which was in 2005. I haven't seen that. Also, Love in the Time of Cholera, which is another one that's quite popular. So I gotta be honest. I wasn't too familiar with his name, but I know all his movies extremely well. And last but not least, this person was born in 1943, an American actress. She died in 2020. She went into cardiac arrest. Mucho más fácil decir, a heart attack. Very talented actress. She was the star. I know the show was called Two and a Half Men. It was Charlie Sheen and John Cryer, Llorador. And the kid, but the real star was her, the cleaning lady. I mean, she was awesome. Berta, the housekeeper. And she's also today's Say What soundbite. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Chris Valrol. Nice job. Number one, Lady Gaga. Gaga. Number two, Mike Newell. And number three, Conchata Ferrell, the late Conchata Ferrell. Really quickly, Omar says, hola Alberto Alonso, te conocí por Vaughan English. Primera vez que paso por acá, estoy retomando el aprendizaje del idioma del inglés. Eso es magia. Omar, welcome aboard. Welcome, welcome. And today's Say What, as I said, is Conchata Ferrell. And she says, oh, he's getting old, kiddo. Se está haciendo mayor. He's getting old, kiddo. Y el otro día fue graciosísimo. I said to my daughter, por la primera vez, mi madre me lo decía a mí, es como un chiquitín. And I say, hey, kiddo. And she goes, why you call me kiddo? I go, kiddo is like saying my kid, my little kiddo. So it's funny. This word, we looked at this word the other day. Es como de cariño. Hey, kiddo. Hey, kiddos. Mi madre siempre, what do you want to do? Kiddos is kids, pero dándole como niñines, niñitos, ¿no? So, he's getting old, kiddo, le dice al niño. I wish you could have seen him in his prime. En su mejor momento. His prime. He was like Babe Ruth, famous baseball player. And the boy says, he played baseball? ¿Él jugaba al béisbol? He said, oh, no. He was a drunken whoremonger. But there was none better. Fue un borracho y uno que frecuentaba las casas estas, los prostíbulos. And she's talking about Charlie Sheen's character and Charlie Sheen's character. El personaje y su carácter. All right. Let's hear from birthday girl Conchata Ferral.
Oh, he's getting old, kiddo. I wish you could have seen him in his prime. He was like Babe Ruth.
He played baseball?
No, he was a drunken whoremonger. But there was none better.
All right, folks, time for Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name the lyric, name the lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name.
Name the lyric, only on the
show with no name,
the show with no name, the show with no name.
It's name the lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, folks, that's right. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. Really. You know, people think Tuesday morning, man, you're right there in the middle. Thank you. Thank you yesterday. You know, yesterday too, I came back from Ibiza. How do you top that? You know, you come back to work. Normally you're depressed after, not because you don't like your job, but you're thinking 12 hours ago, my feet were in the sand, you know, and now you're like, here I am in the studio sitting in front of this microphone, but I'm sitting here with you guys. I'm not sitting here alone. And I thank you for bringing the magic every single day. And Leo, thank you. Leo says, preparing this show every day and making it super fun and with so much content after so many years is incredible. Thank you, teacher and mates. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your friends, your day. Enjoy your day, friends. Creo que quieres decir ahí. Leo, that is just, thank you. And Chris says, I see eye to eye with you. Thank you, guys. Really, really. I love being here. And then when you guys give me comments like that, it isn't lost on you. The fact that I'm always trying to surprise you, surprise myself and, you know, make sure we keep learning. We keep encouraging each other and we keep having fun because let's be honest. Who doesn't want to have fun? ¿Quién no quiere pasarlo bien? I don't know about you guys, but I want to have fun. And I want to learn every single day. And I found that if I could do that in my own life, if I could have fun learning, then the sky is the limit. No hay límite, as we say. The sky's the limit. So thank you again, guys. You've got Ximena Holiday now. I'm leaving you, and I couldn't leave you in better hands than with Ximena Holiday. I would trust Ximena Holiday with my English. I would trust Ximena Holiday with my daughter, and I don't trust just anybody with my daughter. I can tell you that right now. You know, even family members, I'm like, okay, you know, he or she is a good family member, but, you know, I'll just stick around just because, you know. Also, if you don't have kids, you're not used to paying attention. You know, everybody's on their phone and stuff, so you got to be selective. All right, well, folks, thank you. And this is Hold My Hand. Thank you for holding my hand every day here on the show and having fun with me and coming with me on this adventure. This is birthday girl Lady Gaga from Maverick. That's right. Top Gun 2. Well, I guess I do like Lady Gaga, huh? It's a beautiful song. Hold my hand, everything you're all right. I'll stop. I'll let her sing. Thank you so much, guys.
Have been great. Pull me close. Wrap me in your aching arms. I see that you're hurting. Why'd you take so long to tell me you need me? I see that you're bleeding. You don't need.
Programa completo de inmersión en inglés con alojamiento incluido. Tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día mientras participan en talleres, juegos y actividades deportivas y multiaventura. Y todo eso sin clases. Todas las modalidades de campamentos Vaughan están diseñados para niños y niñas entre 6 y 15 años, independientemente de la programación o la instalación. En nuestros campamentos de inglés se acostumbran a utilizar el inglés sin miedo y con total confianza, en un entorno rural, acogedor y seguro. La coordinación pedagógica de Vaughan asegura un ambiente de inversión, cuidado y de calidad.
Tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés. 911-335-832. 911.